是神。奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak the word of God.
那今天我们跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目叫做在侍奉中得长进。
And today I will share with you a topic. We have the growth in serving God.
我们教他这个在侍奉，我们当我们开始侍奉神的时候，我们会发现我们的生活会得到很多的祝福。
When we start to serve God, we will find there will be a lot of the blessings come from God to us.
我们的灵命要得到长进，这个一定我们要先来侍奉神。
If we want our spirit to be grown up, we need to come to serve God.
圣经告诉我们不要做吃奶的婴孩。
The Bible tells us we should not be always like a baby infant to have the milk.
那么这个就是说因为婴孩呢他不能够吃干粮，他也不能够工作。
Because the baby infant cannot eat the solid food and cannot work.
就好像我们刚才信耶稣的时候，我们需要这个很多神的恩典来经过我们的内心。
Just like in the beginning of our faith, we need many of the grace from God to strengthen our faith.
那我们也得到很多弟兄姐妹的这个爱心的帮助。
And we also received many help from the brothers and sisters.
但是呢，当我们学习了神的道之后，我们要反过来要帮助别人。
But since after we know the words of God, we need to help others.
因为这个主耶稣告诉我们说，施比受更为有福。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us, we will be more blessed by giving than receiving.
感谢神，所以今天我们就跟弟兄姐妹来分享如何在侍奉当中得到长进。
So thank God, I will share with you how to have the growth in serving God.
那首先第一个，我们来讲说我们在侍奉当中我们可以得到知识上的长进。
The first point is we will have the growth of the knowledge in serving God.
我们知道这个我们的神他是用知识来用这个。知识来创造这个宇宙万物的。
As we know, God created all the universe through the knowledge.
那我们这个来到神面前我们要学习侍奉神的知识。
So when we come to God, we need to know the knowledge of serving God.
要学习认识神的知识。
To know the knowledge of knowing God.
所以这个在我们看说这个我们是这些知识上我们要不是说我们一信主耶稣我们受到圣灵之后我们一切都明白的。
It's not to say we understand everything immediately when we believe in Jesus.
你看我们为什么要天天来查考圣经，就是要在属灵之上更加明白。
Why we need to research the scriptures every day? It is because we need to have more and more understanding in the spirit.
但是呢我们知道说单单查考圣经它还不够，最重要的是说我们要把这个圣灵中的这个，我们如果要真的明白这些，我们还要把这些就是赋予到我们的行动当中。
Having the knowledge, research the scriptures in the Bible is not enough. We also need to fulfill our knowledge of knowing God in our daily life.
很多弟兄姐妹一直说，为什么读圣经读了很久，一直都读不明白？
Some brothers and sisters.Say that they don't understand the Bible even if they read the Bible for many times.
那我们就告诉他，那你要出来，你现在暂时不明白没关系，但是你出来为神做工，你慢慢的神就会带你明白更多的知识。
We told them, you don't need to worry about not understanding right now. As long as you start to serve God, God will lead you to understand.
我们教会当中有个姐妹她就是在大学时候来信耶稣。
There is a sister who came to believe in Jesus when she was a university student.
那她信主耶稣之后，因为她以前都不知道有这个有关于神的事情，但信耶稣发现圣经实在太宝贵了。
She didn't know anything about God before, but since she started to believe in Jesus.She found the Bible is so precious.
她就非常的追求这个听这个每天都很认真的在读经，听到来学习，不断学习这个属灵的知识。
She pursued to understand the words of God more and more. So that's why she read the Bible and pray every day for better understanding.
然后后面刚刚过了一年还两年啊，我们第这个后面他就成为了这个专职的工人，然后来为神传讲神的道理。
After one or two years, she became the full-time worker of God for preaching the word of God.
所以我们看到说，我们要明白这个知识啊，其实就是跟我们要知，我们要长进，就是要在侍奉当中，我们要不断的追求。
If we want to have the growth in the knowledge of God, in the knowledge of God, we need to do it through serving God.
就是说，我们要，我们包括说我们要的知道说，读了这个圣经之后，我们要把它分享出去啊，来跟弟兄姐妹分享，跟我们的朋友家人去分享。
Serving God also including our sharings. To our sharings to our friends and families, for that knowledge we learn from the Bible.
我们以前我们在老家还有个弟兄哈，他就很希望说他家乡人都听到神的福音真理。
I have a brother in my hometown. He really want to let everyone in our hometown to know.To hear the gospel of Jesus.
但是呢，在本地呢，他并没有传道人。
But in my hometown, there was no preachers.
所以怎么办？他每到安息，他早上就是去到这个县城里面哈，就聚会然后就把听道理记笔记，然后下午就回到乡村，把这道理讲给弟兄姊妹听。
In my hometown village, we didn't have the preacher before. So, this brother went to the church located in the county.Have the worship together and they wrote down the notes about everything he heard from the preacher. And then he came back to our village and shared the words of God with the people there.
然后后面就他因为他这个就是在一边在学习一边在侍奉，然后他就进步了非常的快。
Because he studied at the same time serving God.He grew up very quickly in the knowledge of God.
所以神他，我们侍奉神，并不是说的我们知识上哈预备的充足，完全充足，我们再去来侍奉神。
It's not to say we only start to serve God and when we have the full knowledge of God.
有的人说，我们你要来侍奉神，你必须要去读这个神学院，或者要读这个进修。读圣经也进修圣经多少年前是很显示的。
Somebody say, if you want to serve God, you need to have the Bible study in the school for several years, and you need to have a kind of the further study to get the certificate. But actually, this is not the case.
我也听到说有很多这种在神学院读书读完出来之后呢，他都不知道读还是奉神。
I also know some people, they even don't know how to serve God after they finish the studies in the Bible school.
因为他们只专注在研究这个字句，圣经字句上面，他不会，他没有反而把它应用在这个实际侍奉生活当中。
Because they only know how to research the words, in the Bible, but don't know how to utilize the knowledge from Bible into their daily life.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，只要我们有这个愿意侍奉的心，我们既来侍奉神，神一定会在我们的知识上不断的长进。
So brothers and sisters, as long as we have the willingness to serve God, God will lead us to have more and more knowledge in knowing God.
第二个我们来讲说，在侍奉当中，我们可以到智慧上的长进。
Secondly, we will have the growth of ourWe will have the growth of wisdom in serving God.
我们到这个智慧和这个跟这个知识它还是有不同的。
As we know, wisdom is different from knowledge.
因为这个智慧哈，但是从这个神来的。
The wisdom comes from God.
那么很多弟兄姐妹他也很想说，我也想要有智慧。
The brothers and sisters also want to have the wisdom.
但是呢，这个我们但寻他让我们来知道说，我们今天所当寻求是要寻求属天的智慧，而不是寻求属地的属世界上的智慧。
But we should understand clearly that we need to pursue the wisdom from the heaven, but not the wisdom belong to this world.
那很多世界上人他们具有智慧，就是为了自己的好处、自己的利益。
Many people in this world pursue the wisdom because of the benefit for themselves.
但是呢，我们要说这个，我们追求属天的好处哈，这个就是要让我们知道说更好来帮助别人。
If we pursue the benefits from the heaven, this will help us to better serve others.
我们知道说圣经中有一个很出名的王叫所罗门王。
There is a very famous king recorded in the Bible.
这个就是所罗。
Solomon, King Solomon.
那所罗门他在很小的时候哈，这个神就向他显现。
When King Solomon was very young, God presented to him.
然后神就问他说，你要向我求什么？
God asked King Solomon, "What you need from me?"
那所罗门就跟神说，我要向你求智慧。
And Solomon said, "I want to ask for the wisdom from you."
因为这个在这国家当中有太多百姓我要。如果没有智慧，我就没办法管理他们。
Because in my kingdom there are too many peoples. If I don't have the wisdom, I don't know how to manage them.
神见所罗门哈，他求所罗门求智慧，这个是一种蒙神的喜悦。
And Solomon asked for the wisdom is the thing that delights God.
好，我们来看神怎么回复他。
Let's look at how God replied to Solomon.
我们看《列王记上》。
Let's look at First King.
第三章。
First King chapter 3.
我们从第十节哈读到这个第十三节。
Verse 10 up to 13.
列王记上三章十节到十三节。
First King chapter 3 verse 10 up to 13.
第十节，奉耶稣圣名来读。所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing.
十一节。神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听受。
11. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, no have asked riches for yourself, no have asked the life of your enemy, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice.
十二节，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
12. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you.
13.你若你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世日子，列王中没有一个人比你的。
13. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there should not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
所以我们看到说这个。所罗门他求智慧，他不是为了自己，而是为了说能够更好的来帮助到这个神的选民。
King Solomon asked for the wise and understanding from God is because he want to use this gift from sin to manage the people who will be chosen by God.
所以神就赐了他一个智慧哈，就没有人能够比得上的一个大智慧。
And then God gives him the great wisdom, which will not be given to anyone.
所以今天神像是检查每个人内心。
God examines the heart for everyone.
所以如果今天我们 来祈求智慧的目的哈，是为了能够更好来为侍奉神，为了更好来服侍这个神的教会，神一定会赐给我们。
If our purpose for asking for the wisdom is for serving better, serving God and build up the church, God will give us the wisdom.
神要使我们这个居首不居尾，居上不居下。
And God will put us into the upper highest, but not in the end.
我们看到说这个这个教会在教会当中啊，这个侍奉热心侍奉神的人啊，其实很多人都都是充满了智慧的。
If we look at the brothers and sisters who has the passion to serve God, serve church, they are full of the wisdom.
我们看这个圣经就拣选这个来管理饭食的这个七个人啊，都要智慧充足。
So if we look at the Bible to see how to choose the seven deacons from Israelites to manage the food, actually we will know the qualification for them is full of wisdom.
因为他们有热心来做这个事情，来服侍弟兄姐妹，所以神就赐给他们充足的智慧。
Because they have the passion and the love heart to serve brothers and sisters, then God gave them the wisdom.
弟兄姐妹，对我们讲，因为我们如果想要得到更多智慧，我们就要不断来寻求侍奉啊，这样我们一定会得到。
So brethren, if you want to have the wisdom grow up, then you need to come to serve God.
就是，那么第三个，我们讲说在侍奉当中，我们要得到爱心上的长进。
Thirdly, we will have the growth of the love heart in serving God.
我们知道说这个彼此相爱，这是主耶稣给我们的命令。
As we know, we love each other. It's a command from Jesus.
那我们想要爱我们弟兄、爱我们姐妹啊，这个其实实行起来，有时候我们会发现说，很难做到。
But sometimes we find it's a little bit difficult to do, if we show our love to brothers and sisters.
虽然说我们心里边我们说我说愿意来爱弟兄姐妹。但是实际上，等机缘需要我们帮助的时候，我们有时候顾虑，有很多的顾虑啊。
So, in our heart, we pray to God, the Lord, I'm willing to serve brothers and sisters. But when the things come, in fact, sometimes we have the worry to do it.
就好像这个，有弟兄姐妹他有时候，比如说我们传会当中，有时候需要。弟兄姐妹接待我们住在他们的家里。
So when we preach the gospel, when we preach the gospel, we really hope the brothers and sisters can host us to in their home.
那我们从接待当中，我们就可以看到说，其实每个人的爱心它是不同的。
In the hospitality, we observed that actually the heart of the love.Is different from everyone.
那些这个有些弟兄姐妹他们就很乐意接待我们那他们发现说，他的爱心就不断的增加
Some brothers and sisters are very willing to host us, and we find their love heart grow up more and more.
那有的弟兄一开始他可能就是可能只刚开始说接待你一天两天但是你慢慢的他越侍奉神他爱心就能越接待更多的人。
For example, in the beginning, he may have the willingness to host the bridegroom for several days. But because he continued to serve God, his love heart grew up and he's willing to host more and more bridegroom.
因为他在侍奉当中他体会到神的恩典。
Because a person who is in serving God will experience the grace from God.
我们可以看这个圣经。
Let's read a scripture.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's read the book of Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
用主的圣名来读，所以说我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
我们再读腓立比书。
Let's also read a verse in Philippians
第一章
chapter 1
第九节
verse 9
腓立比书一章九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9。
奉主圣名读，我所祷告的，就是让你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
这就告诉我们说，我们的爱心啊，这个要不断的长进啊。
Our love.Need to grow more and more.
我们所以我们看到说这个今天这个一个人的爱心可以跟他侍奉其实还是息息相关的。
So our heart of love is related to our serving God closely.
如果我们这个常常不帮助别人就像耶稣说这个我们爱心就慢慢的冷淡掉。
If we don't help others.Further and further, our love heart will become weak.
那我们如果常常帮助别人，我们的内心就会常常火热。
If we help others more and more, we will have a very fierce heart of love.
我们看到说这个亚伯拉罕他就非常的爱心。
As we know, Abraham has a great heart love of heart.
他在路上看到两个女人这个经过他家门口，他就邀请别人进他家里来。
When Abraham saw the two travelers on the road, he invited them to their home.
然后给他摆上吃的，摆上喝的，然后站在旁边来侍奉他们。
And Abraham put all the drinks and food on the table, and then stand beside them to serve them.
然后他不知不觉当中就接待了一个天使。
And in awareness.Abraham hosted the angels.
所以他也就得到了从神那边来的祝福，就赐予他一个儿子。
And then Abraham had the blessings from God, which is a son God gave to him.
所以我们看到说这个，亚伯拉罕呢，他是充满了爱心的。
So from here we know Abraham is full of the love of heart.
这个是假如说我们在侍奉当中，我们可以达到爱心的长进。
So this is the point which share with you. We have the growth in the love of heart.
第四个我们来讲一下说我们在侍奉中，我们可以得到信心的长进。
And the fourthly, we will have the growth of the faith in serving God.
比如说我们。之前就是说我们弟兄说，我这个没有信心我信心缺乏
Some brothers and sisters say I don't have faith, I'm lacking of the faith.
那就你帮我祷告，说有信心。
Please pray for me and make me have the faith.
那有时候我们就勉励他说，这个我们信心其实第一个你向人求，第二个你要起来来侍奉神。
And then we exhort him that if you want to have faith, firstly, you pray to God for having the faith. Secondly, you need to start to serve God.
因为你要经历这个神的恩典
Because you need to experience the grace from God.
如果你不来侍奉神，不经历神的恩典，有时候我们信心还是非常软弱的
If we don't experience the grace from God, we don't serve God, we will have the weak faith.
我们看到这个当圣经我们信心要经过试炼，经过操练
The Bible tells us our faith need to be tested.
所以我们看到在这个，比如说我们在侍奉神当中，我们遇到很多的困难。
In the time we serving God, we will meet some difficulties.
有时候会遇到这个。 甚至还有遇到危险。
And even we will have some dangers and risk.
但是我们发现说，虽然说有困难的危险，那这个，但是我们经历过这些之后，我们信心反而会更加的坚固。
Although we will meet some danger, and difficult, but our faith will grow up after all these tests.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's read the Second Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
后书第一章
Second Corinthians chapter
1第八节到第十节
Verse 8 up to 10
哥林多后书一章八到十节
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 to 10
哥林多圣徒弟兄们我们不要你们不晓得我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难被压太重力不能胜甚至连活命的指望都绝了
8For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond the measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life.
第九节，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
9. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves,But in God, who raised the dead.
第十节，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
10. Who delivered us from so great a debt, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
看这个保罗他们在侍奉神，在传福当中，他们遇到了很大的苦难。
So in the time that Paul,preach the gospel, they meet a great trouble.
他用他的话来讲，他甚至连活命的指望都没有。
In the words of Paul, he even say, we even don't have the hope of life.
但是呢，他们把自己的生命交托给神。
But they give their life to God.
我们就看到说，神就把他们从这个绝境当中，死亡把他们拯救出来。
And then God raised them up.From the difficult time, from the death.
所以他们就用这个这样的经历哈来这种来的安慰劝勉啊教会弟兄姐妹。
And then Paul and others can use this kind of the experience to exhort the church, to comfort the heart of the church.
来坚固他们的信心。
To strengthen their faith.
就看到我们以前遇到多大困难哈，我们都能够靠神度过。
No matter how big trouble we met before, and we can peacefully pass this test, these difficult times, by the grace, by the power of God.
神的能力啊，在软弱上显得完全。
Because God manifested His power through our weakness.
我们再看《使徒行传》。
Let's look the scriptures in the book of Acts.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
The book of Acts chapter 16.
第四节到第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
奉主耶稣圣名，第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。使徒行传十六章。四节。
4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep.Which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem.
第五节，于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
我们看到说他们大家这个信心为什么这个，就是因为来同心合意来遵守这个使徒和长老所定的这个条规啊。
Why the churches were strengthened in faith? Because they keep the decrees which were determined by the apostles and elders in accord.
也就是说他们来遵行神的道。
It means they keep the words of God.
所以我们看到说这个今天哈当我们听了道之后，我们要把它遵行出来。
After we hear the word of God, we also need to do according to the word of God. Through this means, our faith will grow up.
因为无论我们的听道或行道，这都是在侍奉神。
Both hearing the word of God and doing the word of God is serving God.
有人问耶稣说，我们怎么样才算是做神的工？
Somebody asked Jesus, how can do the work of God?
耶稣说听，对吧？听信这个神所差来的就是做神的工了。
The Lord Jesus answered to them, if you hear the words from the people who sent by God, it means you serve God.
怎么样？相信神的话语就是做神的工。
You believe the word of God, it means you serve God.
感谢神哈，所以
Thank God.
我们来讲第五个哈，是我们在侍奉当中我们可以得到属灵恩赐的长进。
Let's talk about the fifth point. We will have the growth of the spirit in serving God.
就在这个喂养属灵恩赐上哈，我们就在关侍奉神当中，我们就越来越熟练，越来越长进。
We will have the growth.Of the spiritual gifts in serving God. Through the process to serving God, we will be more and more mature by using the spiritual gifts given by God.
在教会上弟兄姐妹和我们每个人都有不同的功用。
As we know in the church, every brother and sisters have different function.
因为神赐给不同弟兄有不同的恩赐。
Because God gave different spiritual gifts to everyone.
我们好像这个一个身体像的不同的肢体一样来互相搭配。
Just like one body have different members working together.
那我们这样说，我们的身体如果不使用它，它就会退化。
As we know, if we don't practice our body will become weak.
好像说，如果你经常这个不走路那你的这个脚部的肌肉它就会萎缩。
Just like if you don't work often.The muscles in your leg will become weak.
那我们如果这个这个不常常来这个来这个运动就我们身上也会没有力气。
If we don't do the sport, if we don't do the sport often, we will lose our strength in the body.
那今天也是一样，我们今天在这个恩赐在神赐给我们恩赐上，我们要运用它更好，就是我们要。更加有恩赐，我们就会不断去使用它。
The same as the spiritual gifts, we need to use the spiritual gifts more and more.
然后这个神就会把更多的恩赐来赐给我们。
By this means, God will give us more spiritual gifts.
因为有时候这个刚开始，有的弟兄姐妹他有这个劝勉人的恩赐。
For example, some brother or sisters have the gifts of exhortation.
那一开始他只是劝勉一部分的人。
Maybe he can only exhort some of the brethren.
那后面呢，因为他很热心要做个事情，后面神就赐他这个越来越会劝勉。
Because of the great passion from her, she can exhort more and more people.
那包括呢，我们有些弟兄姐妹他有这个讲道的恩赐。
For example, some brethren have the gift of preaching.
当我们这个越来越使用这个讲道的恩赐，我们就越讲越好。
If we utilize the gifts of preaching, our preaching will become better and better.
如果这个神让我们不去用它，有时候这个教会当中这个我们就不去来帮助弟兄，不侍奉别人，我们会发现说这个我们恩赐就。越来越没有了。
If we don't use our spiritual gifts to build up the church, we will find our spiritual gifts become weakened.
我们可以看提摩太后书。
Let's read the Second Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第六节第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
提摩太后书的第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第六节第七节
Verse 6 and 7。
第六节奉耶稣圣名读，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
6. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
第七节，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
所以我们看到这个，提摩太哈，其实他就是一个廉洁的工人。
Timothy is a young worker of God.
啊，那之前呢，这个神借着保罗按手加添给他恩赐。
God used Paul to lay in on the hand on Timothy to give him the gift.
啊，那可能哈，在之前有一段时间哈，这个提摩太他就比较少去使用它啊。
Perhaps Timothy utilized the gift very seldom before.
啊，所以保罗就写这个书信来提醒他，劝勉他说，要把这个恩赐再如火再调一下，要重新要使用起来。
That's why Paul wrote this letter to Timothy and exhort him, you should stir up the gifts of God which is in you through laying hand on your by my hand.
啊，这样的话，这个我们在我们心中我们就不会胆怯。
So by this means, you will not have the spirit of fear.
啊，那这个反，那我们在使用神的恩赐当中，我们在传扬，在为神做工当中，我们会越来越刚强、仁爱、谨守。
In preaching the gospel, we will become more power and more love and more sound mind.
这个我们在做工当中，神他灵就会与我们同在，加添给我们力量。
Because when we serve God, God will be with us and give us the power and strength.
我们再读哥林多前书。
Let's read the First Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
十六节到十八节。
Verse 16 up to 18.
哥林多前书九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9,
16节到18节
verse 16 up to 18.
奉耶稣圣名读十六节。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我就有祸了。
16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessary is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
17节。我若甘心做这事，便就有赏赐，若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
17. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with a steward, with a stewardship.
18节。既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
18. What is my reward then?That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without a charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel.
所以侍奉神哈，其实是神托付给我们每个人的责任啊。
Serving God is the duty that God gives to everyone.
那如果我们把这个责任给做好了，我们就有赏赐。
If we fulfill this duty, we will have the reward.
这个保罗说他的赏赐就是让他不会花尽传福音的权柄啊。
And Paul said the reward from God to him is he may not abuse the authority in the gospel.
他说因为神的国他在乎言语乃在乎权的。
Because the kingdom of God is not on the words but on the power.
因为我们看到说当我们不断侍奉当中问赐。但侍奉神，我们的全能哈，它真的就越来越增加。
When we serve God more and more, our power received from God will become more and more.
但是如果我们不做，我们就失职哈，以后就没有办法向神来交账。
If we don't do the work of God, it means we lose the duty. We didn't fulfill the duty, and in the future we cannot we cannot show the accountant to God.
也是神啊，所以第六个我们讲说，在侍奉当中我们得到喜乐。
And the sixth point is we will have the joy from serving God.
好，那么这个侍奉他得喜，这个世上这种得喜它是不一样的。
The joy from serving God is different from the happiness belong to this world.
我们这个 圣经它这个我们有时候我们想要通过很多事情当中，我们会觉得得到，我们有时候喜乐不在的时候，我们拥有很多的这个钱财物质啊，上的这个东西。
The joy doesn't mean we have a lot in our wealthy and in any material things.
啊，这正是因为它其实从主耶稣来，从圣灵而来的。
The true joys come from the Lord Jesus and come from the Holy Spirit.
我们若受这，我们若被圣灵充满的弟兄姐妹们，然后在被圣灵充满的时候，我们内心是充满了欢喜，充满了快乐的。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit in our heart, it is full of the joys.
还有一种快乐，就是当我们去做神的工的时候，我们会体会到这种从神而来的这种喜乐。
Meanwhile, when we serve God, do the work of God, we will also have this kind of the joys from God.
特别是说，我们看到说这个别人领受了神的道的时候，我们这种喜乐真的是不是说我们得到多少钱财可以满足的。
Especially when we see other people receive the word of God, we generate a great joys from heart, and this cannot be described or traded by anything belong to this world.
比如说地上有一个那个罪人悔改那天上欢呼，天使都要为他欢呼快乐。
The Bible tells us, if a righteous man,
罪人悔改
if a sinner repent of the sins on the earth, the angels in the heaven will praise for it.
今天呢，这个我们来看哥林多后书。
So let's look at the Second Corinthians.
十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
那就是圣经读。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
保罗他的喜乐就是为了这个主耶稣的缘故，他可能经历一些患难困苦，但是他都这些都以为喜乐。
Paul said he take pleasure in those difficult for the sake of Christ.
因为他在这些困难当中，他能够知道自己软弱，他能够得到，能够体会到依靠神刚强。
Because in those difficulties, he will know his weakness, and he will also experience the grace from God which make him strengthened.
所以我们在侍奉过程当中，我们会知道这个一个是从神而来帮助我们，是一个我们看到说与这些弟兄姐妹当帮助的，看到人他们得到神的恩典，我们也能够跟他一同快乐。
In serving God, we will have the joys from God, and meanwhile, we will also have the joys because of seeing the brothers and sisters receive the word of God.
感谢神哈。第七个，我们讲说在侍奉当中，我们可以学习谦卑。
The seventh point is, in serving God, we learn the humility.
因为如果我们没有如果我们没有侍奉神哈，其实我们就这世上人哈，他就在就是为了这个想要大哪一个人来做头哈，他为首
啊。In this world, people always think about to become the leader.
但是呢，这个在主耶稣里面哈，他告诉你，如果你想要这个为首的，你就要谦卑，像仆人一样。
However, in the Bible, the Lord Jesus tells us.If you want to become the greatest one, you need to be the servant to serve everyone.
虽然说我们侍奉神，我们可以得到别人的尊敬啊，但是我们并不是为了得到人的荣耀，成为他的荣耀。
When we serve God, we of course will have the respect from others, but this is not our purpose. Our purpose is to glorify God.
如果我们只是为了追求成为他的荣耀啊，那么 这样的就不是真正来做神的仆人。
If we pursue to have the respect from people, this is not true. This is not true serving God.
好，我们看马太福音的二十章。
Let's look the book of Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章。
The book of Matthew chapter 20.
二十五节读到二十八节。
Verse 25 up to 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 up to 28.
二十五节，和奉耶稣圣名读。耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。”
25. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord is over them, and those who are great exercise authorities over them."
二十六节，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
26. Yet it should not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.
二十七，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
27. And whoever desires to be the first among you, let him be your slave.
二十八，正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to, and give his life a ransom for many.
所以我们从这里看到说，我们越侍奉神，我们一定会越来越谦卑。
So from here we know, if we serve God further, we will become humble further.
如果我们发现说，一个人越侍奉他越骄傲，其实不算是在侍奉自己。
So if we observe somebody become more proud by serving God, so we know he actually in the heart serve himself.
感谢神，所以第八个我们讲说，在侍奉当中我们可以得到平安。
The eighth point is we will have the peace.In serving God.
我们来看读马太福音的第十章。
Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
The book of Matthew chapter 10.
第十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 up to 13.
我就是这么读。第十一节，你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直到走的时候。
11. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquiry.Who is in it worthy, and stay there till you go out.
十二节，进他家去要请他的安。
12. And when you go into a household, greet it.
第十三节，那家若配得平安，你们所求平安就必临到他家；若不配得，你们所求平安仍归你们。
13. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not,Not worthy, let your peace return to you.
神的福音，它是平安的福音。
The gospel of God is the gospel of peace.
当这个门徒在传福音的时候，他们很重要一个事情就是为别人安，给别人带来平安。
So when the apostles preach gospel, one of the most important things is to greet to others, bring the peace to them.
那如果别人领受他就得到了这从来的平安，如果那别人不领受，我们也是有平安平安就能归于我们，就是我们自己一直都会有平安。
If the household who is preached the gospel of God and receive the gospel, they have the peace. If not, the peace will return to the people who preach the gospel.
有时候我们在这个侍奉神过程当中，遇到一些危险，但是我们都能够转归为安。
So in serving God, if we meet any danger things, by the faith in God, we will become peace. We will come back to peace.
因为这个是主耶稣给我们的应许。
Because this is a promise from the Lord Jesus.
包括我们在讲最后一个说，在侍奉中我们会得到神的恩典。
Lastly, we will talk about.We have the grace in serving God.
很多这个工人这个侍奉工人，他都能够体会到非常多的恩典
the workers of God experience a lot of the grace from God.
就是弟兄这边侍奉神、侍奉神的过程当中，哎，他发现他疾病就跑掉了。
Some worker of God find that their sickness are healed when they serve God.
之前呢，这个我说我觉得身体不舒服啊，但是这个后面呢，为什么？因为我发现就是因为在家里面没有出去做工，他就不舒服。
And I had the experience that I didn't feel very well in my body before. And later I find the reason is because I stay at home, not go outside to work for God.
那当我一出去做工，一身体马上就好了。
And when I went outside to work for God, immediately I feel my body get healed.
因为这个就是神的恩典，就是让你要去侍奉他，你就侍奉他，你就得到了。
Because the grace from God will come upon us in the process that we serve God.
如果我们不侍奉神，因为我们听大家家里边，我们祷告说，其实这个神他想要给这个他，有时候神的旨意不是这个。
So the will of God is not letting us stay at home without doing anything.
就是让我们包括了有时候我们这祈求我们这个家里边哈要。或者我们的生活当中哈，这需要我们要相信神一定会来助给我们，但是我们要来为神来工作啊。
The will of God is not to letting us stay at home, but only pray. So all the needs in the families will be added to us from God as long as we serve God.
感谢神啊
！Thank God.
我们愿神来带领和帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够来侍奉神，来在圣灵得到长进。
And thanks the Lord Jesus to lead every brother and sisters, to serve God and have the growth in every different aspects in the time of serving God.
荣耀归于耶稣基督。
The glory go back to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.